RunDNA has an extensive range of running and walking footwear. They're trusted by podiatrists and physiotherapists. The RunDNA fitter's advice is second to none. Pop into RunDNA, 20 Manton Street, Hindmarsh, or 391 Fullerton Road, Fullerton. They're open 7 days, plenty of off-street parking. If you walk or run, you need to RunDNA.
In Hookies Power Rankings, Ben reviews every state National League team based in South Australia. Perform well and you're a chance to make the top 10.
Yes, Soph, I understand where you're going, but you'll be pleased to know there's only 10. And what you'll be even more pleased about is that the position 10 team is your old hockey club. The Burnside men's hockey team get in on the strength of the fact that they have won their way through to the major semi-final. So they had the week off last weekend. Seacliff have been the number one ranked team right throughout the year, but Burnside hot on their heels. They get in at number 10 in the power rankings. At number 9 is the Adelaide Hockey Women. I've got a watch on them. They had to come from the quarterfinal, which you know full well. I'm going to get you, you know what we're going to do? We're going to give you a 45-minute explainer, of the hockey finals, the way they work. Anyway, Adelaide came from the qualifying final. They're into the first semi. They'll play Port Adelaide. Seacliff and Northeast are in the major semi-final. So that's massive for those two teams. Look, that's super engrossing to me. Northeast, look, if Holly Evans has a fan club, I'm the president. Mm. She is like this wonderful veteran, unlucky not to play at the Olympics for the Hockey Roos, but was a Hockey Roos star, has just been the matriarch of South Australian hockey here. So I'm a big Holly Evans fan. She's playing at Northeast. I'm looking forward to seeing them go through from the major semi-final, but I've still got Adelaide as my team to beat. So they're number 9. At number 8, Adelaide Comets, women's NPL team, who have made it through to the grand final. They take on Campbelltown City. I told the story at the start of the episode about how West Adelaide have gone from unbeatable to bounced out in straight sets. Adelaide Comets now the hot favourite there to take out that title at grand finals next weekend. Glenelg men's lacrosse team have won through automatic qualification into the State League men's grand final. They won 14-7 over Brighton. Seacliff Hockey Club are in position 6. They also have a second semi-final against Burnside, who are your mob, in 10th position. So that's this coming weekend. In 5th position, I've got Metro Stars, NPL men's team. They play a two-leg semi-final. It's really interesting, the fact that the men's finals are a final 6 with a two-leg home and away semi-final. So they played Adelaide United last week, 1-1-0 away. They've got the home leg this week, so they're in 5th position. Old Collegians are in 4th. They beat Burnside by 5. That was an absolute thriller. That's the closest I think anyone's got to Old Collegians this year in the South Australian rugby competition. This is rugby union we're talking about. Mm-hmm. 3rd position, Brighton Lacrosse Club, the women. They won 8-4 over Glenelg. They're going for their 8th straight title, Sophie. We've talked about Brighton Lacrosse Club. Incredible. Both the preliminary finals will be, so Glenelg versus Woodville and the women, Brighton versus Woodville and the men. So big shout out to what I would regard as my lacrosse club. Never played lacrosse in my life, but I've got a lot of mates who are at the Woodville Lacrosse Club, so good luck to them in their preliminary finals. Number 2 position in Hookies Power Rankings are the Sturt Football Club. They were, yes, as we know, they were undefeated in, well, they were defeated in the end in the minor round, so they're through to the second semi-final. They'll take on Glenelg this week, who defeated Crows by 1 point in the SNFL competition, the second semi-final, and the Crows are number 1 once again ahead of the Pies this Thursday. That's the power ranking, Soap. I only had room for 10 teams for once.
Yep, I like it. You've cut it. It's just the 10 and the mighty Crows at the top. So very proud of you, Ben. Well done.
Sophie, I'm not entirely sure of the record time there, but we are going to get severely clipped from Wallace when he gets this file overnight and realizes that we have just gone way, way, way over time. But I've got to be honest with you. I've had so much fun chatting to you tonight. It's so much fun chatting to you about sport. I love it every time we do it.
I'm loving every moment, Hookie. And you're correct. The listeners can't normally hear, but we have a little beeper when we're going on for too long, and the beeper wasn't here tonight. So we've just had so much fun. But I am looking forward to having Wallace back next week as well.
Yeah, we do need curtailing. Wallace does a very good job of that. Bad luck, Wallace. We missed you. Where's Wallace? We don't know. We will look forward to seeing you next week. Hey, thanks so much for listening, everyone. Enjoyed your company. Enjoyed Sophie's company as well. We'll be back next week with Hooked on Sport. But also, make sure you listen to our special bonus episode with Australian weightlifter, the Commonwealth champion, Kiana Elliott. Soph, good night.
Good night to you too, Hookie. Have a good one.